Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were seven Greeks. Seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." As mommy can can ye mamuna chebusia fo bi ara sugu radio isu bi awa dem ha asama can can ye ifri Johannes empa itra ye edumi ye no ye mo ye etio no ene etio no ba ko ensempa no said ye Johannes etre komai no nitra ye edumi ye no ni ye mo ye etio no ni etio no ba ko etifia asem no se enkwa ifri wobom mumi entie abrade asem
na hila phobia wona oba so be so ya fashion asini mo
so
ano ba Filipo ofi be said awe galilea no nche no be ka che ne so ora ye pese e hunu yesu ano ba Filipo ofi be said awe galilea no nche no be ka che ne so ora ye pese e hunu yesu.
Luke chapter 21 verses 34 right up to 36. Luke 21 verses number 34 through to 36. The Bible said, "And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeit and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares." I like the, you know, the way he puts it. Take heed, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeit and drunkenness and the curse of this life, so that day come upon you unawares. And it went further to talk about, "For as a snare it shall come on all them that dwell on the face of the earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." Watch it. We're dealing with the revelation this morning, ladies and gentlemen. It went further. I'll read it all over again. Take heed, we hear ye, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeit and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that the day come upon you unawares. For as a sinner, the Bible said, it shall come upon all them. When you be enfimo, all them, everybody dwelling on the face of the earth, the Bible says something is coming like a snare. All them that will dwell upon the face of the earth, something is coming like a snare. It's coming upon everybody that dwells upon the face of the earth. It does not matter. You know, the way we can buy the systems of men and the systems of nations and the systems of countries, you cannot buy that day of the Lord. A lot of people, they have something little. They can buy Ghana Police Service. They can buy the Criminal Investigation Department of the Ghana Police Service. They can buy National Security. They can buy PNR. They can even buy the courts of this country. They can some. Oh, well, you better hear what I'm talking about. Untikuromahana, ebide emponche, ekoji atenjia. Tia The Bible said something is coming upon the face of the earth. It is like a snare that is coming. It said that if there is fire, if fire guts this building, and I shall fire, everybody will run. But judgment is coming, and I'm screaming, and nobody is running. Danger is coming. Nobody is running. I'm shouting, the world is coming to an end. Repent and believe the gospel and give your life to Jesus Christ. Yet the people can't be bothered. They are not perturbed, including the people that are in the church of God. You better hear, we're dealing with a revelation, ladies and gentlemen. Ain't no joke this morning. Dear, I'm looking for a church like Alabaster. If I was not a preacher, so that I can fellowship, I need a church that can speak the truth. I need a church that can demonstrate real, raw power of the Holy Spirit. I need a church that can tell me the mind and the heart of God without considering who I am. Oh, you better clap those hands. I'm serious. So it doesn't matter whether it is an honorable minister for whatever who came to church. We don't give jack. Dear, we're telling the mind of God. I will tell them that they need to repent and give their life to Jesus Christ. If His Excellency, the President, was sitting here, I would tell him, Your Excellency, there are many people in your government that are thieves. There are many people in your government that are criminals. There are many people in your government that are fraudsters. Praise the name of the Lord. So that you will know and understand truth. It is so sad that people have surrounded our president and cannot speak truth. If they can speak truth, I don't think that most of the decent Nigerians doing business in this country will be stereotyped. T.I. The fact that somebody is a criminal must be dealt as a criminal, not as another national of a nation. No. You cannot stereotype people. Criminal is criminal. Deal with criminals. Finish. Don't generalize that all Nigerians are bad. It's a lie. It's a big lie. The fact that you arrested one Nigerian doesn't make all Nigerians bad. Because there are Ghanaians serving in Libyan prison right now. Criminals Ghanaians are in Kivet prison right now. There are criminal Ghanaians all over the world. It does not make all of us criminals. I think our brothers and sisters deserve some respect and some honor. Dear! We are not coming for you. Don't have to be generalizing things and treat people like animals. They don't deserve it. Yet be year mo 1980 whatever no anyamode itimunfa you will be tear. Jesus said, "What you will have others do unto you, do likewise to them." You cannot be treating people like, you know, anyhow because they are in your country. Our brothers and sisters are also in people's countries. The person in whose house you are living in is living in America. If they are treated the way we are treating our brothers and sisters here, it will not be fun. Sometimes I wonder why when we see a white man and a white woman, we go crazy. And it looks like we've lost our mind and we don't think properly. And we treat a black man and a black woman, who our fellow Africans, we treat them like a piece of trash. Yeah! If I want to travel to an African country, the way my own brothers and sisters will treat my visa application, you won't believe. Yet, we are all living on the same continent. And I look at a nation like South Africa, how they treat Zimbabweans, how they treat Malawians, how they treat Zambians, and all the other people like they are less human beings. You better, you know, not forget how the whites treated you in the days of apartheid, and all of us stood with you. You are forgotten so soon. Now you can't treat each other like something. If President Trump sits in America and call Africa shitholes, you don't say he's insulted because you are treating me like shithole. Yeah! You maybe see that in the presence of God. Can I preach? Welcome everybody to church. It's a very serious Sunday morning. Ain't no joke. We're telling the mind of God to God's people. Praise the name of the Lord. Truth is amazing. One of the scriptures we read this morning that really intrigued me, was Psalm 25, verse number 5. It really intrigued me. Look at the scripture on the panel, and I'm looking at it very carefully. Everybody look at it. Say, "Lead me in thy truth." God, my prayer is, as I have become a Christian and have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and my personal Savior, please lead me in thy truth. I want to be led in truth. The truth, it hurts, but I want to be led in it. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. Somebody say, teach me.
Teach me.
Oh, I can't hear. Are you? You sound very boring this morning. Can I hear your voice?
Teach
Everybody
me.
Shout, teach me. Say it. Say it one more time.
Teach me.
Say it another time.
Teach me.
Teach me. You come to be taught. You come to the house of God to be taught. Teach me. I want to know your ways. I want to know your thoughts. I want to, oh yeah. That's why the Bible says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. If there is any evil thing within me, cleanse it off, shake it off, take it off. I want to be a good husband, but lead me in truth. I want to be a good wife, but lead me in truth. My marriage cannot succeed without truth. My ministry cannot succeed without truth. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, a nation cannot be built without truth, because we are living in a nation where truth is missing. Our leaders don't speak the truth. Our preachers and pulpiteers don't speak the truth. And the Christians don't like the truth. Teach me. Teach me. And lead me in thy truth. Bring it back. I love that scripture. It is one of my favorite. Search me, oh God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thought. Go to the next verse, 24 of Psalm 139. The Bible says, and see if there be any wicked way in me. I want you to, with your words, come me through. Put your touch of the word in the, you know, put the touch of your word in me and search me and know my heart. Try me and know my thought. If there is any evil way, search. This is what we should be hearing. If there is any evil way in me, let me know. I don't want to miss the way. I don't want to miss you. I don't want to. I don't want to miss the way. I don't want to miss the truth. And I don't want to miss the life. Jesus said in John 14:6 or Matthew 14:6. Which one is it? John 14. I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. I want to know the way. I want to know the truth. I want to know the life. John 14:6. Put it there. Let's work. John the 14th chapter, the 6th verse. About, yeah. I am the way, the truth. You know, when Pilate asked, so what is truth? Jesus said, I am the truth. If you are looking for truth and you bypass Christ, you have missed the truth. I want a church that teaches truth. I want a president that speaks the truth and lives the truth. I want a party to vote for in 2020. Next year is the election. I'm looking for a party that I, Kofi Drew, will vote for. I want a party that stands for the truth. They live the truth. Oh, Tiania! They live the truth. They typify the truth. Truth! When you are living in a nation where truth is imminent, ladies and gentlemen, that is where, you know, when people are trying to obstruct justice, you resign. You resign to show your resentment. Peer! Not the kind of leaders we have, and the way the institutions of this country is being used as puppets. Puppets for politicians. I'm looking for an IGP that will resign because the president and his cabinet is trying to let him do something that is against his convictions. I am trying to get a president and an IGP like that. Oh, you can't clap your hands. I'm trying to get somebody that will be a GRA as a boss, and the president and government is trying to say, do this, and said, with all due respect, Your Excellency, I am a child of God. I am born again. I am tongue talking. I am filled with the Holy Spirit. I stand for the truth. I want to make heaven, and I cannot do the lie. Oh yeah, I'm looking for that person. I'm looking for a husband and a wife, a fiancé and a fiancé, who are going to say, I will not have sex with you except I marry you. I will not allow you to sleep with me except you marry me. I will not allow you to touch my breast except you marry me. I will not allow you to impregnate me and ask me to go and abort the pregnancy except you marry me. Yeah. We have weak ladies in church, weak in morals. They have no strength of conviction. Women that have no structure, they will sleep with anything. Yeah. All because of small alibi. I didn't know that your body has become so cheap that this buys it. If it is this, with this note in my hand right now, 5 divided by 5. I'm asking you, 5 divided by 5. Yeah? Huh? 1. All right. In other words, if I have 5 CDs, I don't think it's will be 5 divided by 5. 1. Okay. So 50 divided by 5 is 5. It can't be 10. It's 5. Yeah? True? I'm going to answer. So how much here? Since you grow for a boom of us, we're moving. Muncontagne. 50 divided by 5. It's 25 or 5. 5 is 5. Simple 5. 5, 5, 25. Yeah. Then it's 10. It's 10. It should be 10. So it means that if I have this, I can sleep with 10 women. I'm only trying to say something. Atabosu kai. They have big breasts. I can sleep with 10 women with this. But the Christian woman is bought and purchased in the blood of Jesus. The Bible said, you are not of your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your spirit and in your body. For you are not of your own. Your body belongs to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Amazing finesse of scripture. Let's look at the last 3 verses. 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. The last 3 verses. Awesome. The Bible is talking about something profound. Put it. Let's work. Amazing. 1 Corinthians 6, last 3 verses.
Bonibia
is without the body. But Obia, Obia, Jamani, your Ponitia, or Nuankasan, Nipedia, country, baby,
and that's a woman, some Nipedia, and
your own, sir, Nipedia, and your own congrats, yeah, what Timumu,
and when you're free, and Coupon,
I'm speaking the heart of God, yeah, when you're free, when you're Coupon, Jay,
I'm sorry, dying,
God,
no one, no
more, you are not of your own. Which not, verse is that?
But verse 20.
Verse 20. You can have remember too.
Now what Tom Abuade?
Ya Tom Abuade.
And to mention yango point
we yam mudi pedia. When yam yen we yam we mudi pedia. And we home. Ya Tom Abu, you are bought with a price. Bought with a price. You are bought with a price. But you are not of your own. There is a price tag on you. I am like a Manchester player or a Chelsea player or a Barcelona player or a whatever team player, that the price is placed on me. I am not cheap and I am not of my own. In other words, my goal scoring must be predicated on the price that is on my head. You are bought with a price. You are not of your own. You cannot tattoo your body anyhow you want it, because the body does not belong to you. You cannot use your vagina for anything you want, because the vagina does not belong to you. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's, or which belongs to God. I mean, no men, some you want a bottle of whiskey, no problem. And that will be a liver problem, no? When you are because it's your own, take your liver problem. Because your body is your own, why do you bring it to me to heal it? I'm asking you. Are people sitting here following people's husbands, and you want me to tell you that you are going to Germany, you will have a breakthrough? You will never be exposed to any breakthrough. God does not hear sinners. Finish. But if any man fears God and escheweth evil, then God will be gracious to that person. I'm telling you. That is why I love Psalm 1. Psalm 1 means too much to me. Psalm 1 verse 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. His delight is the law of God. The Bible said he meditates upon it day and night. Oh yeah. He might be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, whose leaf shall not wither. Everything that he doeth, he shall prosper. I love it. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. He puts another very powerful reiteration. When you look at it, he said, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is God that gives you power, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, insight to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto your fathers. Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse number 1. If shall obey and observe to do all my commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God has said, the Lord your God will set you on high, high above all nations of the earth. And the Bible said in verse number 2, he went very powerfully and said, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And if thou will hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, in verse number 3, the Bible says, and blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. It goes on to say, blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and blessed shall be thy ground, your cattle, the fruit of your cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. The Bible said in verse number 5, blessed shall thou be the basket and thy store. He went further to talk about, blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, you shall be blessed when you go and out. In verse number 7, the Bible makes sure, the Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten in your face, for they shall come against you in one way. And the Bible said, they shall flee against you in 7. In verse number 8, the Bible said, the Lord shall command his blessings upon thee and thy storehouse and all that thou settest in thy hand to do. And he said, and the Lord shall bless thy land which he has given you. In verse number 9, the Bible makes a very powerful reiteration. The Lord shall establish thee as an holy, holy, holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee. If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in all his ways, when you walk further, he said, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and you shall not be and shall be afraid of you. America will be afraid of us. Germany will be afraid of the believer. Oh yeah, Australia will salute the believer, the child of God, the born again believer. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, and the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord swore unto the fathers to give unto you. In verse number 12, the Lord shall open unto thee his good store or treasure, and the heaven shall give rain in thy land in this season, and the Lord shall bless all the works of your hands, and thou shalt lend to many nations and borrow from none. Borrow from none. And I look at it, then Ghana is not blessed. Yeah. Then Ghana is not blessed. By the time you are borrowing from even third world countries, we have borrowed. I have borrowed from Ghana Commercial Bank, we've collapsed. We go borrow from Bank of Ghana, we've collapsed. Borrowed from all government outlets, we have exhausted it. Yeah. We are broke as a nation, and yet we don't live that lifestyle. We portray a life, broke nation like Ghana. You rent a presidential jet. For the past few weeks, we've been renting. Yeah. Broke nation like you. Even the Queen of England does not rent a jet. He flies normal aircraft. Trust it, you don't have anything. You are broke as a nation, and you don't cut your code according to your material. Huh? And this is where I'm going to say, be wise by the word of God, and don't live any, you know, capricious and absurd life. You know, all these kind of companies that have come to the point that they brought it to church, and church pastor, and a shepherd that should be leading the way, the truth should be in the mouth of the preacher, and everybody who is looking for knowledge must look it out from the mouth of the preacher. Malachi chapter 2 verse number 7, for the priest's lips must keep knowledge, and everybody who wants knowledge must seek knowledge from the mouth of the priest, because he is a messenger of the Lord your God. How can there a preacher start misleading people and telling the church members who came to serve God, bring your money and put it in some kind of whatever, and then they put their money, and I'm telling you, I have a job to bring your soul back to God. I have a job to turn the soul to the Lord. Not to be telling the people to bring your money, and I have started an investment. The church is not for investment. The church is not for business. The church is not for, if you want business, go to any other business and deal with them. The church, my house, shall be called a house of prayer. We come to fellowship. We come to serve God. We come to love God. We come to serve the God of the... Am I talking to a people? Is anybody here? Amen. Somebody shout, hey! Now, the church members, they are crushed because their monies that went to the pastor for forex trading is gone. Gone! Another man's gone. Now, Ghana, for them, you surprised me. Ghanaians, you really surprised me. Men's gold was not lesson enough. Men's gold was not lesson enough. Now, a preacher has started, you know, what do they call that investments in a crowd? You know, bring your money and multiply it. How do they call it? There's a word for it.
Ponzi schemes.
Ponzi schemes have entered into church. Church! We came to serve God. We didn't come to invest our money. If you have money, go and buy a land and build chamber hall, and rent it out, because Ghana has over 3 million housing deficit. If there is anybody who wants to invest money, you guys don't want sweat, you don't want pain, you don't want toil. All you want is somebody should sit in an air condition. You want to lie on your air conditioned bed, and somebody should go and invest the money and take the risk and bring you the dividends. That is why. Instead of preaching the truth, the way, the life, Jesus the Christ, Jesus the miracle worker, Jesus the Savior, Jesus the holiness, Jesus, you know, uprightness, Jesus our redemption, Jesus our miracle worker, Jesus our soon coming King, Jesus our reigning Lord, Jesus the miracle King, Jesus the owner of the anointing, Jesus the power of God, Jesus the wisdom of God. Instead of teaching this, we are telling you 14 ways to be a millionaire. A seer for a more anything. Pioneer! Our job is to preach Christ and save the sinner. Sinner. Jesus didn't die for me to get a visa. Visa is not part of Jesus' work. Pioneer! Jesus died that I will be saved. Saved! And when I'm saved, all the other things will be added. The car will be added. The house will be added. The salvation is number one. If I'm DNA, the salvation is number one. I need to be saved. You can have the best. You know, that's why I keep telling some of our critics who speak nonsense all over the place, and go like, if you preach this type of message, how can your members prosper? Go outside right now. Just get out right now. Go and see cars for yourself. Cars! When you're intercessory cars, go and see real cars. Bam! The real cars don't make news here. We don't care what you are driving. We don't care who you are. Before God, you are a soul. A soul is a soul. And it matters to God. I am preaching because of a soul. Soul! Not Mercedes. Not BMW. Not Range Rover. I'm preaching because of a soul. Genesis 3:19, very clear. Put it there. Let's work up. Genesis 3:19. He said, you know, for out of the dust, he said, from the sweat of thy face, thou shalt eat bread till thou return to the ground. For out of the ground you were taken. For dust you are. And dust you shall return. You have the nerve to boast after you are dust. As you are sitting here, you may not look like dust, but the day you die, I will take a photo of you and show it to you at the junction of heaven and hell. I said, check yourself out. Your face was really looking like Bono. I took a picture of you and I want to show it to you. Dust you are. Psalm 102 verse number 11. The Bible makes a very implicated scripture. He was speaking about, you know, he said, my days are like a shadow. It declineth and I am withered like a grass. Psalm 103 verse number 14. The Bible makes another powerful reiteration. He said, for God knoweth my frame and he remembereth that I am dust. He asked for the dust. Don't take it out of the picture. Psalm 90 and verse number 6. Downwards. The Bible said, in the morning we flourish and grow it up, but in the evening we are cut off and we wither. In verse number 7, the Bible said, for we are consumed like consumed in the anger of God, and by thy wrath we are troubled. If you go to verse number 8, it said, thou hast set our iniquities before you, our secret sins are in the light of thy countenance. In verse number 9, the Bible said, for all our days are passed away in thy wrath, and we spend our years as a tale that is being told. If you go to this, the days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they become 80 years, and yet by their strength and as the boasting of altar is labor and sorrow, and if it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Isn't it interesting? Go to verse number 11. For we know it the power. We know it the power of your anger. Even according to the fear, so it is thy wrath. So teach me to number my days, that I will apply my heart unto. So teach me to number my days, that my heart will be applied unto wisdom. So teach me to number my days, that I will apply my heart unto wisdom. It starts when I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. It continues when the Holy Spirit lives in me. It continues even further. He orders my steps in his word. He guides my feet as a deer's feet and causes me to walk on my high places. I'm telling you, a man that is upright, behold, a man that is righteous. The Bible said the end of that man is peace. You cannot have a crazy outcome. I'm telling you, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. I like it in Matthew chapter 5. And when he went from verse number 4, and then he began to speak the benedictions of God, he says, so blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And so blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And went further and said, blessed are they which hunger and do thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And went further, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed, the Bible said, are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. He went further and talked about blessed. Oh yeah, are you when men persecute you for righteousness sake, and for tears is the kingdom of heaven. I like this one. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you and falsely accuse you. The Bible said, rejoice, be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For they persecuted even the prophets which were before you. In verse number 13, he said, you are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, wherein shall it be salted? Henceforth it is good for nothing. Therefore men cast it down and tread or step upon it. And he said, you are the light of the world. There is no light that is hid. The Bible says, we put when men light a candle, they put it on a candlestick. They do not put it under a bushel, that it may shine for everybody that is in the house. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Good works. When you are a Christian, we must see good works. Good works. Yes, sorry, but no shit. You don't have to be a Christian who smoke weed. But near soon I out in time. And I did tell the people in church, I'm telling you, are examples for the kingdom of Jesus Christ and his namesake. It really tells me in John chapter 1, from verse 1, the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was with God from the beginning. The Bible said, with him was all things made. Without him was nothing made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The Bible said, the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness could not cover it. There was a man by the name of John who was sent by God. He came to bear witness. He was not the light. The Bible said in verse number 8, a very interesting revelation. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. In verse number 9, he said, the true light that lighted, yeah, the true light that lighted the path of every man that cometh into the world. If you come into the world, you have come into darkness. If you don't meet Jesus Christ and have a meaningful relationship with him, you have missed the light, and you walk in the darkness until you return into deeper darkness. I'm talking to you. Jesus is the light of the world. He shineth through every kind of darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. In verse number 10, he was in the world, but the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. How can somebody make the world, and the world does not know him? He came unto his own, but his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them that believe in his name, the Bible said, he has given us power to become children of God. Not according to, in verse number 13, he went further to talk about, not which was not born of the of blood, and of the will of flesh, or the will of man, but of God. In verse number 14, for the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we besought his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of truth and full of grace. I'm speaking the heart and the mind of God, ladies and gentlemen. If this morning I'm preaching the gospel, and go to verse number 15, let's look at a revelation. John bear witness of him and cried out, saying, this was the one whom I spoke, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. In verse number 16, the Bible said, and of the full and of his fullness have all we received, and grace upon grace. When we come to church, that is what we come for. Grace upon grace. You have already grace, and you come to top up the grace. You top up the grace. Tuesday, top up the grace. Saturday, top up the grace. Sunday, top up the grace. When you are down, top up the grace. When you feel like giving up, top up the grace. When you feel like losing hope, top up the grace. When you feel like nobody loves you, top up the grace. When you feel like God is not on your side and cannot hear your prayer, top up the grace. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, ladies and gentlemen. Top up the grace of God. I bring my message to a close and tell the heart and the mind of God to God's people. Ladies and gentlemen, we talk up the grace by reading the word. Lord, Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8, the Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Thou shalt meditate upon it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous. Then shalt thou have good success. For then shalt thou make your way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. For then shalt thou make your way prosperous. And you shall have good success. Now, oh, you can clap your hands. Now the people want good success. They want good success from Zikedru. The people want good success. That is why they are not getting it. You already go carry four boys here on Mubinya. And your post office there, you know. Post office there, were two. Four boys, Christmas Eve. Free pipe. Four. Camry. All of them. Because they want good success from wrong places. Good success. They join Freemasons. They want good success. They join old fellows. They want good success. And they go to Malambaba. When woman you majority. One more. Catch on swimming you a moment to a moment to me. Catch on swimming to me. Tia! I'm telling you the mind of God. When you want good success from wrong places. When Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, I will give you rest. I come for a good kruma. You need my zaf fetish. Fetish people in this country, the women are worse than the men. They can carry money and go and buy the chief, buy the police officers. If you report your case, nobody will follow it. This happens in this country. And nobody cares. And I'm telling our leaders that God is still the judge. Not a judge. Still the judge. Romans chapter 2, 16. Romans 2, 16. Awesome revelation of God's word. Romans 2, 16. In the day when the judge shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. He will judge every, the ones we don't know, he knows it. Yeah. That day which the Bible says shall not come upon you unawares. The Bible said that God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, by my gospel. God! Look at John chapter 5, 22. Look at what the Bible said in the word of the Lord. John 5, 22. Listen to what the scripture said. For the Father will judge no man, but he had committed all judgment to the Son. Go to the next verse. That all men should do what to the Son? Including Christians, including Muslims, including our recreationists, including fetish, including cults and occults. There is a cult and there is an occult. Illuminatics, mystics, etherealism. He said that all men shall honor the Son. Even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which has sent the Son. Hey, can you use once and we're speaking about the Christ? You better hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Go to the next verse. Let's work. Interesting. Verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has what? Has what? I'm on the bro of one. Has what? If there is anything this church is preaching, it's eternal life. If there is either, I mean, our priority is not the earth. Our priority is not a house at East Legon or West Legon. My priority is not to get a visa to go to UK. My priority, that is not my priority. Will you? Am I Ben Yebu? Am I Ben Yebu? Yay.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Na yendie, yemaya yebu no osro.
We, however, are citizens of heaven. We are eagerly waiting for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come from heaven. Hey, American, me could be a fine. Man could be and say, you can maintain as here. Your bounce will be Miss Alouse. See, Janqua see a sooner. Janqua see a sooner, a loose. Oh, my man, I young graduate in Jangana. Were you a bunch of Pesiachi and want to be? When I go to villages, then I realize that life is relaxed. No pressure, nothing. This guy just sleeps around. He doesn't care about too many things we care about in the city. In the city, in the village, they are not in any rush. Nobody's running. They walk like this. No pressure. They finish it and they go like, and they go like, yeah, mre, you only want to abre, oh, sorry, you only want to abre, 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 you only want to abre. Go and see people in England running after tubes and trains, running, everybody is running. One Sunday, I ran after a bus, I saw the train, I ran, the moment the train driver was looking at me like this, the moment, I am here and there to the door's closed, bruh. I said to myself, from today, I will never run again. So you are now, so you are poor. Clap your hands for the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.